on Fellowships, useful media for busy people. A production of the University of Wisconsin Sea Grant Institute. Episode 3. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Coastal Marine Fellowship. In this episode, Jim Hurley returns with some specific information about the Coastal Marine Fellowship. We'll also get to speak with Juliet Nordyke, a graduate of the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies and a successful applicant for the Coastal Marine Fellowship. Julia's managed to parlay her considerable experience into her current position at Sea Grant today. We'll start with Jim, and then we'll hear from Julia. At the close, Jim returns with a few vital tips that apply to all the fellowships that Sea Grant has to offer. So whatever your goal may be with fellowships, you'll gain valuable information from the entire episode.
Okay, so the Coastal Marine Fellowship. Now, this fellowship is somewhat different from other fellowships in a few key ways. And I think Jim Hurley, the Sea Grant director, is going to give us the skinny on that.
The way that the Coastal Management Fellowships are, they're not something that's centered in Washington, D.C. They're actually centered at some of the state and territory coastal management programs. And the ideas for those positions arise up from the different coastal programs throughout the U.S. It's a little bit different from the Knaus Fellows. For one, you're not in Washington, D.C. You're at the particular coastal management agency or working very closely with the coastal agency in a state or a territory. They're a little bit longer. Some of them can be up to 2 years in duration. And the process for determining who makes the finals and then who makes the next step beyond the finals, who actually gets positions, is a little bit different from the Knaus Fellowship. There may be only 8 positions, yet there may be 12 to 14 finalists. And then there is sort of a matching type of process that works after that. So not all of the finalists end up with fellowships. That's unlike the Knaus Fellowship program, where all of the finalists get a position. It may not be your first choice of positions, but you will get a position if you become a finalist in the Knaus program. What this says also is that if you're interested in these types of fellowships dealing with coastal issues, there are a number of different opportunities, and you should think about applying for more than one of them, because there are some opportunities which you may not have ever thought about that may be included in either of these fellowships.
For the Coastal Management Fellowship, personal statement and cover letter is probably just as important as you've outlined in the Knaus Fellowships, correct?
Absolutely. You think about what a panel might have to go through or might want to sift through. They're going to look for those statements and those supporting letters that are as different from the rest of the pile as possible. They're looking for things that stand out in your application, and it's much easier if someone in a letter can show the reviewer that these things do stand out than having to try to sift through and interpret it as a reviewer. It's almost like you want to be hit off the side of the head about how good that person is that's applied for the position.
All right. This morning, I'm with Julia Nordyke, and one of the primary reasons I'm speaking with her today is to talk about her experience in successfully applying for a fellowship from the University of Wisconsin-Madison Sea Grant. It worked out pretty well for her, so I'm going to let her tell you about it.
Yeah, so I was a graduate from the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies. And I was a conservation biology and sustainable development with a master's degree. That's a very interdisciplinary degree. I also studied wetlands and did a lot with modeling and wetlands. So I was definitely interested in coastal issues in general. And as any postgraduate finds themselves looking for a job, which can be a little bit stressful, but one of the great opportunities out there for people interested in coastal issues are a couple fellowships through NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The one I applied for and ended up getting was the NOAA Coastal Management Fellowship. In 1972, the Coastal Zone Management Act passed, and it created federal and state partnerships with NOAA in the states. So most of the states have coastal management programs, and they're normally housed within the state agencies, sometimes the executive branch, such as in Madison, but also in natural resources departments. So the fellowship does two things. NOAA provides funding to the states to hire a fellow, and so it provides assistance to the state programs to work on coastal management issues, and then it also provides on-the-job training for the fellow. The fellowship is 2 years. You go through a pretty rigorous process to get to that position.
Rigorous? That sounds a little intimidating. Did it help knowing people in Sea Grant, or how did you go from Nelson, and what did you do that made it work for you?
The first step is getting your application together, which typically happens, I think, in January or February is the deadline, and you submit your application to your local Sea Grant office. And in my case, that was the University of Wisconsin Sea Grant Institute here on campus. Once they receive the applications, they will look at the pool of their applicants, and then they'll interview you if they find your application interesting, and then they'll pass on your name as a nomination to the program at the federal level.
What do you think made your application stand out? As always, things like that get a lot of applicants.
You're absolutely right, and I'm pretty amazed. I was actually the first Wisconsin applicant to become a coastal fellow in the program.
Wow, I knew you were sharp, but...
But Anders was the director at the time, and I remember when we were doing the interview, he said that my application was strong, not because I had 2 degrees in science, but mainly because I had been working on developing professional development skills, such as facilitation and group management, some of those other social skills.
Is the application for this particular fellowship, is there anything unusual or onerous or that stood out in your memory as far as the process?
Yes. So that's just the first process, is getting nominated by your Sea Grant office. The second is that your application goes to the national level, and then they pick out of those applications the finalists. And they pick 12 finalists every year nationwide. Then there are 6 state programs that have been selected to receive finalists. So in early spring, if you've been selected for a finalist, you're flown out to South Carolina, Charleston, which is a great time to go there. And you go through a 1-week matching workshop with these state programs. The first day, the state programs present what kind of projects they're working on that they're looking for applicants for. The second day, you present about yourself and your skills to the group. The third day, you do your first round interviews, and you get to choose whichever state programs you'd like to go talk to. Thursday, you go to second round interviews. And then Friday, you write down your top 3 picks for what state programs you would like. The state programs write down their top 3 picks for applicants they'd like, and they match you.
Is it guaranteed that you will get a program, or do the numbers actually match up at the end of the day?
Nope. There's 12 finalists and 6 state programs, so 50% odds.
Nerve-wracking.
A lot can happen during that week, though. Some applicants realize that the program's potentially not what they're looking for, but there's a huge benefit to doing it this way. It ensures that both the state program and the applicant are really happy with the outcome of the selection.
None of the applicants were busting the kneecaps of any of the other applicants during that week.
I think there could be a reality TV show about that week, but for me, I was so focused on trying to obtain a fellowship that I actually spent a lot of time by myself. But it is a very odd situation. Peers and your potential bosses in the same room almost every day for a week.
That sounds stressful, but you know what? You rocked it. What's the position you have now?
I work for University of Wisconsin Sea Grant, and I am the Water Quality and Coastal Communities Outreach Specialist, and I'm housed in the field office out in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
What program did you end up choosing, or did they choose you?
I actually ended up in the Maine Coastal Program, which is in Augusta, Maine. That was a pretty big transition to the East Coast from the Midwest. And there I worked on ocean planning and offshore wind energy. I worked on water quality. There's a large clamming industry. Aside from lobsters, they do a lot of clamming in Maine. The clamming industry is highly dependent on clean water. And then the third thing I worked on was public access. And I actually developed a coastal public access guide for the state of Maine. Three of them, which is no small feat. The coastline is over 3,500 miles long.
Where did you grow up?
I actually grew up in Colorado. So I'm an inland mountain girl.
Rocky Mountain High, just like me. Yay.
Somehow I kept finding myself in places where I worked on coastal issues. So now I'm in the Midwest working on the Great Lakes, and I guess that's a mix of both.
Is there anything else important? Somebody was calling you up on the phone and asking you about that whole fellowship experience. Is there something that you might want to share with them?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things, actually. One is more related to getting the fellowship. And another reason that I knew my application was strong was some of the coastal managers were actually telling me that I had very strong references. Letters of recommendation are always key. So I would encourage anyone to make sure you have strong letters of recommendation and really work in whatever field that you're doing to the best of your ability. And then secondly is always keep a really open mind. If you become a finalist, keep an open mind of where you want to go. I originally thought I was going to just stay in my apartment and I could just take the bus or ride my bike downtown Madison. And it definitely took me on a totally different path, but I'm really happy.
Did you buy a four-wheel drive in Maine and put in a lot of miles?
Well, don't forget I'm from Colorado, so I already have a four-wheel drive vehicle that wasn't used much in Madison.
And you know how to drive it.
Yeah, exactly. But on the other note about keeping your eyes open for the whole process, like I said, I was the first one from Wisconsin, so that was very unexpected. But Robbie Green is the following fellow that actually has been nominated through Wisconsin Sea Grant. When he called me as a student, I'm more than willing to have people talk to me if they're interested in the program. He was dead set on going to the Pacific Northwest, and I believe he ended up in the Pacific Ocean in the northern something Mariana Islands.
Marshall Islands, the Marianas, yeah. One or the other. Yeah.
So.
Poor lad. We're all weeping tears for him, suffering in that tropical paradise.
He said something about a surfboard and swimming in the ocean every day.
Cool. Well, thanks, Julia. I'll probably be talking to you soon for one of my other podcast series. So thanks again.
Well, I hope you had as much fun listening to Julia as I did interviewing her. We'll close with something from Jim Hurley, sharing what both of the fellowships have in common.
This is true about both fellowships, that I would like to meet, and our staff would like to meet with applicants to each of these particular programs, because we also transmit a cover letter that wraps the whole package together. And we would also like to see if we can perhaps get a glimpse of you, that we might be able to give a little bit more of a personal side of you through your interview, so that we can pull that entire package together with a transmittal letter. And that letter is also looked at during the review process. So it's an endorsement letter from the Sea Grant director, but it's also someone who has looked through the entire package and can also help transmit your strengths to the program.
And it's not painful. You get to see Jim Hurley, the horns on his head and his cloven hooves. I'm joking. Jim Hurley's a fine man.
The interview chamber.
See how much of that makes the final cut.
That's right.
Well, it looks like it all did. Happily, I can speak from personal experience that not only do the people at Sea Grant have a great sense of humor, they really have your back. And they have shown a deep commitment towards helping the students that they sponsor succeed. That's all for now. Thanks for listening. This is Chris Bocast. Till next time.